about side effects and toxicity?
Well, the major side effect with bevacizumab was hypertension. And somewhere in the range of about 1 in 6 women needed to either start on a new antihypertensive medication or needed to change their antihypertensive medication. But there was not more significant hypertension, for example, not a problem with malignant hypertension or hypertensive crisis.
And what's the thought about why the hypertension is seen?
It's a good question. In truth, I've assumed that it in one way or another is related to VEGF's influence on vascular tone. But beyond that, I would be hard-pressed to give you a more specific answer. What I can add is that this problem with hypertension is not one that is unique to bevacizumab in terms of anti-angiogenesis agents, because in fact, with some of the newer oral tyrosine kinase inhibitors of VEGF, that there in fact seem as well to be problems with hypertension.